Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One,
Spotify,
and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we go through lockdowns 2.0. Do not lock down America again. Period. Hard stop. Email me your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com, tpusa.com. Chip in some money, start a chapter, get engaged, get involved, fight for America's soul today. Thank you for supporting our show. For those of you that go to charliekirk.com/support and chipping in some money, that allows us to tell the truth without fear of boycotts or backlash. charliekirk.com/support. God bless you guys for that. If you guys want to get a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine, type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider. Hit subscribe. Give us a 5-star review, screenshot, and email us at freedom@charliekirk.com. We got tons of books going out right now that I've signed right to you guys. Great episode in store. Fight for your liberty. We're not going to take another lockdown. Not going to happen. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Is the economy coming back? Well, I hope so, unless we try to stop all the positive economic resurgence that we're seeing right now. I know a lot of you are worried about the direction of our country, and especially economically. And we've talked a lot about the culture issues the last few weeks, but now we're going to have to get back into whether or not we are going to lock down our country again. And if you follow my commentary, if you follow my opinion of the first round of lockdowns, I'm completely opposed to them. It's not that I'm not opposed to them because I hate people or I want to see people suffer. It's because I actually think the lockdowns make more people suffer than they actually help. I actually also think restricting liberty and freedom with that kind of a broad application with no nuance whatsoever, I think does incredible damage to our country. So let's just first talk about some of the positive economic news. That's right, positive economic news. So according to CNBC, private payrolls rose to 2.369 million in June, according to ADP and Moody's Analytics. May's number saw a massive revision upwards. Probably didn't hear about this in the media. Going from an initially reported loss of 2.76 million to a gain of nearly 3 million, actually over 3 million. ADP initially said May saw a loss of 2.76 million. However, the Labor Department 2 days later reported a gain of 2.5 million for May. The hospitality industry, they were the biggest gainer. So people that are traveling again, people that are going back hopefully to hotels and restaurants with 961,000 new hires. Now, mind you, if you shut down the country again, when people are just starting to go back on vacation, you are going to have massive depression and people that thought they were going to have their jobs back completely eliminated. Mark Zandi, who is the chief economist at Moody's Analytics, says, quote, "It looks like an economic recovery began in June," end quote. For the month, hiring was especially strong in the leisure and hospitality industry, the industry which took the biggest hit from the Chinese coronavirus. Now, mind you, if you wanted the American economy to fail like Bill Maher does, in fact, let's play the tape from Bill Maher just so that people can understand the parameters of how some of the left operates, about their motives and their incentives. There are people that actually want the economy to fail so that they can defeat Donald Trump. Play tape.
This economy is going pretty well. We have to, what? Why is that funny?
It is going well for now.
For now, right. Thank you. That's my question. Is like, I feel like the bottom has to fall out at some point. And by the way, I'm hoping for it because I think one way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. Yeah. So please bring on the recession. Yeah. Sorry if that hurts people, but it's either root for a recession or you lose your democracy.
Maybe since we started to see the economy rebound and recover, are there some people that actually don't want to see this happen? Now, mind you, to put some things in perspective, the national unemployment rate was at a 50-year low prior to the shutdown, and now it's 13.3%. So Bill Maher is getting his wish. Bill Maher is probably pretty happy right now. He wanted to see a recession so that America could fail, henceforth get rid of Donald Trump. Now, mind you, the stock market has remarkably had the best second quarter in two decades. Now, I'm telling you, if these lockdowns happen, I would not be long on the market in the short term. I think the market is going to get hit very hard and very quickly if we shut down America again. We'll get to that in 1 second. Mind you, a lot of the people that are getting worried, understandably, are saying, well, there's an increase in cases. And they're not actually pointing out the death rates. They're actually remaining constant or going down. And mind you, I'm very skeptical about the death rates in general when it comes around the Chinese coronavirus. We had Dr. Birx say at a press conference that they are counting deaths very liberally. We've said this once. We've played the tape before on the Charlie Kirk Show. If you haven't heard it, let's play it again right now.
So I think in this country, we've taken a very liberal approach to mortality. And I think the reporting here has been pretty straightforward over the last 5 to 6 weeks. Prior to that, when there wasn't testing in January and February, that's a very different situation and unknown. There are other countries that if you had a pre-existing condition, and let's say the virus called you to go to the ICU and then have a heart or kidney problem, some countries are recording that as a heart issue or a kidney issue and not a COVID-19 death. Right now, we're still recording it, and the great thing about having forms that come in and a form that has the ability to mark it as COVID-19 infection, the intent is right now that those, if someone dies with COVID-19, we are counting that as a COVID-19 death.
So do not let the left fearmonger. And here's just a, let's say, hard truth. Do you know that 7,500 people die every single day in America? That was before the Chinese coronavirus. Unfortunately, a lot of people die in our country. Unfortunately, death is part of life. And I think we've convinced ourselves in a country 340 million people, we can micromanage and centrally plan all of our decisions. I'm not saying we shouldn't do anything for communities that are at risk, nursing homes, all that. But trying to convince ourselves with a daily death toll that they have on CNN every single day, just ask yourselves the question. Would CNN have the daily death toll tally if Joe Biden was president? Of course not. It's just designed to make Trump look bad. And I am not minimizing the tragedy of any loss of life. Let me repeat that. I am not minimizing the tragedy of any loss of life. But we have to be sober and honest about the reality of the world we live in. People unfortunately pass away. And saying that we can prevent that from happening by reshutting down the American economy after we did it for 100 days with at best questionable results, and quite honestly, I think the honest take is disastrous results, increase in depression, alcoholism, drug usage, social isolation, 60% of all new prescriptions are antidepressants, not to mention the riots and the protests and the arson that came after all of the shutdowns, which just created a powder keg of pent-up energy. You listening to this right now should push back against corporations and local municipalities that are trying to shut you down. We are not going to tolerate another lockdown. I tweeted this, and I'll say it right here. If they have to arrest me for civilly disobeying a lockdown, then so be it. I'm a huge fan of Henry David Thoreau. Henry David Thoreau wrote the book Civil Disobedience. In the book Civil Disobedience, he talks about that if you are going to disobey a law or an order from a government, you must be willing to accept the penalty. I don't say this lightly, but I will not abide by another lockdown. It's just not going to happen. Now, I'm not going to be reckless. I'm not going to go breathe in everyone's mouth or try to spread something that I don't have. By the way, I've been tested and I do not have it at the recording of this podcast. But I'm not going to stay sheltered in place for something that is not supported by data, not supported by science, to try to restrict my liberty and freedom of people that already have malevolent aims and goals for our country. And mind you, you can't invest in the future of our country if you do not have certainty. Stephen Whiting, a chief investment strategist and chief economist at Citi Private Bank, this is basically what he said. He said, quote, the coronavirus is right now accelerating in the Americas, but not the rest of the world. Again, so that Latin America and parts of the United States and that can slow us down. But if we look at the daily data, we look at employment, credit card use, mobility, all those things, it's unlikely that we're going to get a shock as severe as what we saw in the March and April period. I agree with this. I was recently in Wyoming in a tourist part of the world. And yeah, there were some people wearing masks and four-year-olds wearing masks. I'm so against children wearing masks. I think it just robs kids of their childhood. And the data shows that it's a higher likelihood of them getting the flu and dying than of the Chinese coronavirus. And so if you do not have your child wear a mask during the flu season, do not have your child wear a mask during the Chinese coronavirus season or whatever we're going through. By the way, these people that are walking the streets with their homemade handkerchiefs, can someone notify them that there's no medical utility at all to that? At all. Now, if you're wearing an N95 mask, a little bit of medical utility if you have the virus not to spread it. And Nancy Pelosi wears those ridiculous color matching scarves, and the media does not call her out on it at all. So these people that are just wearing these handkerchiefs thinking that it's going to help them from either spreading the disease or getting the disease, they're just totally wrong. It has absolutely no medical utility at all whatsoever. What it does is it appeases authoritarian politicians, power grabbers that wish to dehumanize us and take our liberty and freedom away. And it also makes antisocial social activists, you might, my gosh, what is that? Well, an antisocial person is someone that honestly wants to watch the world burn. A lot of people, some of the worst people that have ever done damage to the entire world are antisocial behaviors. That's a different psychological episode at a different time. And by the way, as a corollary to this, it gives Antifa the excuse to always wear their masks, which they've been waiting for some time, because I'm just always been against masks. I think God gave us a face for a reason. And I think that if you disguise and camouflage your face from the rest of the world, really negative, dangerous things can happen. Now, it's really important to remember that people vote with their wallets. People say, well, it's the economy, stupid. I think there's some truth to that. If the economy is strong come in the third quarter and the fourth quarter, it would absolutely help Trump's reelection. However, as I played the Bill Maher clip, there are forces on the left and the media that want to keep the country locked down just enough that we're going to miss the rebound window. Now, mind you, if we do not get our country fully open by August, we will not have the rebound we should have come election day. They're trying to wait this thing out. They can't get to September probably because the country will revolt against it, but they're trying their best to wait this out. They're trying their best to really stretch out the clock. And by doing so, and so there are forces that want to keep this country locked down so that we miss our window. And remember, the radical left does not want private property or free enterprise. Some people say capitalism. I prefer the term free enterprise. They want to topple it. It's not some conspiracy theory to suggest that they want to keep the economy on total lockdown while the government hands out free checks to people who don't want to work. Now, while we're looking to get this economy back on track and actually save our country from the cultural destruction that's happening. Now, mind you, if I were to rank Charlie, what's the biggest threat to America? The economic recession we're going through right now, which albeit I pray it's temporary, or the cultural destruction? It's not even close. The cultural destruction and the corporate funding of that destruction is the biggest issue in America. That's not to say the economic is insignificant. But if you have a wonderfully robust economy and you don't have a country, then what the heck's the point of all this thing? And if you have great GDP numbers and low unemployment and young people hate the country they live in and they're taking down their statues of our history and burning our flag, that seems like a pretty bad deal to me. Look, I want to tell you guys about PCmatic. PCmatic's a whitelist next-generation antivirus system designed to stop modern threats like ransomware. Independent testing, the A-B test, just named PCmatic as a top performer in the cybersecurity industry, giving it the best performance award for 2019. Only PCmatic has American research, development, and support. PCmatic's competition is made in foreign countries like China, many where the viruses originate. Buy American. Support our country. Don't buy antivirus systems that are made in China. PCmatic protects Windows computers, including XP Vista, Windows 7, 8, and 10, Windows servers, Macs, MacBooks, and Android phones and tablets. Again, PCmatic's competition is made in foreign countries, many where the viruses originate. PCmatic is just $50 for 5 devices for 1 year with a full 30-day money-back guarantee. And if you act now, PCmatic has offered my listeners a free month of security protection with the purchase of an annual license. To access this offer, go to PCmatic.com/Charlie. Again, to get world-class security that keeps your computers running great, go to PCmatic.com/Charlie. Now, mind you, let's go to the biggest state in the country, California. California has now, thanks to the tyrant, Governor Newsom, on Wednesday ordered bars and indoor dining at restaurants to close in most areas. There's no data to support this. Cases are going up because hospital visitations are going up. Hospital visitations are going up because we delayed all surgeries, elective and otherwise, during the Chinese coronavirus shutdown. If you go to a hospital, you're going to get tested. It's just that simple. Hospital tested. Therefore, more people being tested, it goes up. The revised stay-at-home orders affects 19 counties, which is about three-fourths, 75% of 40 million people, all the residents in the state of California, including LA County. This is going to absolutely obliterate any restaurants that were coming back online, any sort of bars, movie theaters, zoos, and museums. We're just destroying kids' lives. We're destroying people's summers. Despite most of the deaths, that right, 50-plus percent deaths being in nursing homes. And I'm just so unbelievably tired of this. And please email me your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. Why we tolerate the BLM Inc. arsonists that were marching in the streets. I'm talking about tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. And we try to say that didn't have some sort of increase in the amount of cases. The activist media is so dishonest. They are so disingenuous that they do not say, huh, maybe all the people that were protesting George Floyd's death or stealing the big screen TVs or burning down our country, maybe they were the super spreader of the virus. And Newsom says the bottom line is the spread of this virus continues at a rate that is particularly concerning. Well, thank you, tyrant Newsom. Mind you, the executive order that Newsom signed came days ahead of what is expected to be a very busy 4th of July weekend for the state. A lot of public health officials were worried because they said that a lot of people are going to gather in large numbers. I hope they would gather in large numbers to celebrate our country. Newsom did not order beaches to close, but he said parking lots at all the beaches in Southern California and in San Francisco Bay Area would close to limit the crowd. And this is really interesting as kind of a tangent to this. The European Union, which interestingly enough, no one's calling the European Union racist lately. They said this. Americans will remain barred from European travel as the EU gradually reopens its borders. European Union governments decided Tuesday to open their external borders to Algeria, Tunisia, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, Georgia, Japan, Montenegro, Morocco, Rwanda, Serbia, South Korea, Thailand, and Uruguay. Chinese travelers will be allowed in the EU, but only if China announces that it will accept European visitors, but no America. And the media is perfectly okay with this. So Donald Trump closes the borders to the European Union and they call Donald Trump a racist. European Union closes its borders to America and the media calls it prudent and a good decision. It's all just a farce, everybody. They're just trying to get us to close down again, destroy our country to make sure Donald Trump's not elected and they can get Joe Biden elected. It's that simple. That's why I'm going to civilly disobey this. I will accept the penalty. If you say you civil disobey and then you say, oh, I'm not going to get arrested. No. Put me in handcuffs. I will not abide by this anymore. There is no science or data to reflect locking down the American economy or our country, our way of life again. If you're worried about dying, then don't leave your home. You have the freedom to do that. It's like saying, well, Charlie, I'm really worried that if I drive at night, I might die. Well, then don't drive at night. It's funny how that works, right? Well, Charlie, I'm really worried that I might overdose on heroin. Well, then don't overdose on heroin and don't do heroin at all. The point being is that there are lots of foolish things you can do. And you know your own tolerance for what you can do and what kind of liberty that you are able to live through. However, we've now convinced ourselves that the state, the government, the authoritarian centralized government knows best for us. You cannot have freedom without responsibility. You can't. Responsibility means making informed choices. Responsibility means saying, well, that's good for me and that's not good for me. And you know what the amazing thing about freedom is? You have to live up to the choices that you make. You have to take responsibility for them. It's amazing. Like, yeah, I was out late last night and I overslept my alarm and I missed coming to work. Well, whose fault is that? So if you're really worried about catching the Chinese coronavirus, stay at home. Please stay at home. But if you're not, then live your life. The government says you can't live your life because they know what's best for you. It is without a doubt. If a Democrat was president, that they wanted to get reelected, they would be ignoring all of this. This pandemic would be spreading. They'd be saying that we're all fearmongers. The Democrats would be making speeches about how they love freedom and liberty and Republicans just want to prevent you from having a nice time. It's really too bad, though. It's too bad this all had to happen during an election year where they hate a president so pathologically where they're so committed to his absolute and complete destruction that they're willing to take down the entire country with it. The Democrats' entire decision-making matrix right now is we don't care the collateral damage that we cause to America or to Western society as long as we can get the White House back. It's incredibly Machiavellian. If you don't know who Machiavelli is, read his book, The Prince. And it's that old expression that you've heard many times. There's a lot of wisdom in that book, but the one that's the most famous is the ends justify the means, which essentially means there's no morals as long as I get my way, because what I want is actually the utmost moral goal. That's how you get authoritarian governments that kill half of their people, because they say, well, if we just kill the people that hate us, then eventually we can live in harmony. Just ask the Soviet Union or Mao's China or Pol Pot, the tyrants throughout Vietnam, Korea, or Mussolini, how that works out. Interestingly enough, Machiavelli was Italian, and Mussolini basically lived out the ends justify the means phrase throughout his entire tyrannical dictatorship. The American Academy of Pediatrics, they sparked a real debate by recommending that kids should return to classrooms. I can't believe it when I saw it. Usually all the Academy of the Sciences are bought by the cultural Marxists. They said this: the AAP strongly advocates that all policy considerations for the coming school year should start with a goal of having students physically present in school. The guidance says, quote, the importance of in-person learning is well documented, and there's also evidence of the negative effect on children because of school closures in the spring of 2020. Are you guys going to take it any longer? Are you guys just going to be told to stay at home and not live your life, not be able to go to work? I think it's time to call for all patriot loving. This is not political, by the way. It's not conservative. It's not Democrat. It's not that. If you just love your country and you love liberty and you love freedom, do not obey by these guidances. Just don't. We have Turning Point USA events coming up on the horizon. We just hosted 3,300 people with the president in Phoenix, Arizona. We're not going to slow down. We're not. I am not going to allow some authoritarian, tyrannical power grabber to dictate the direction of our country. Liberty is hard, everybody. It's hard. You know where there's no liberty? Prison. They give you 3 meals a day. You can leave your cell when they tell you. You're perfectly taken care of, but you have no liberty or freedom. Explain to me how the draconian lockdowns that we just went through is different in any way, shape, or form. If they were enforced to the possible extent, which they were in certain states where Christians were being arrested, than an open-air prison created by politicians to try to protect us. Liberty is hard. It takes mature citizens. It takes informed choices. Another great example of liberty is that when there's a thunderstorm outside, in the summer there's a lot of thunderstorms, some people take the risk to go for a bike ride. Some people take a risk to go for a hike. Some people take a risk to go for a run outside when there's a thunderstorm and it's lightning out. There is a risk you will get struck by lightning. There is. There is a risk that you might slip and fall. However, it would be foolish and it will be short-sighted to try to say a law that says if you leave your home while it is thundering outside or there's lightning, you'll get arrested. Instead, generally, and it to be corrected, I'm sure, by some power-grabbing authoritarian nanny state politician. In both parties, by the way, both parties have people like this. They'll say, you can't leave your home if it's thundering outside. Well, that's not a sign of a mature society. The way that we have developed public policy through almost all movement of people locally and nationally is, yes, you can probably do what you want to do, but you got to own up to it. Yes, you can wake up at 5 a.m. to go hunt a deer. But if you load your rifle incorrectly and it explodes in your face, that's your responsibility. Yes, you can go for a jog at 6 a.m. But if you slip and fall and break your ankle, that's your responsibility. You guys get what I'm saying here. But just think to yourself how much liberty we actually tolerate in our country. Gun ownership, owning a car, owning a private airplane if you're able to have the wealth that allows you to do it. All of these things have statistical risks built into them, where you could have a less than desirable outcome. But never do we have an argument not to have those things. In fact, it's built in to our entire culture and society. The same can be said for building and construction. heart disease. Should we just basically say Wendy's and McDonald's are closed? Well, according to the arsonists, they don't like Wendy's very much. They burned down Wendy's because they didn't like that a police officer decided to handle a situation in a way that they did not seem to be perfectly within their anti-cop narrative. Liberty is hard. It's difficult. It takes effort and responsibility. A mature society weighs costs and risks and proceeds accordingly, but it does not centrally plan or tell people what they can and cannot do with their lives. Think freely and act on it. No more lockdowns, and that will save our country. ExpressVPN is the software that I and thousands of my fans use every day to protect our data online. In the time since I've started using ExpressVPN, hacking methods have grown even more sophisticated. I'm sure many of you are working at home from these days, and without your IT department to protect you from your online threats, it's important that you take action on your own to secure your devices you use for work. That's why I recommend using ExpressVPN for the best online protection possible. I've been talking about ExpressVPN on my show for some time now, and I'm sure you understand, but some of you still haven't acted. Why is that? You might still be thinking that security threats don't affect you personally. But look, ExpressVPN is like leaving your front door unlocked to the Chinese Communist Party. One of the easiest ways to secure internet data is with ExpressVPN. So right now, go to expressvpn.com/Charlie and get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. Go to expressvpn.com/Charlie. That's expressvpn.com/Charlie. So defund the police, is it coming to a neighborhood near you? It officially has hit New York City and Los Angeles. New York City Bill de Blasio, America's worst mayor. He's been dealing with protesters who refuse to leave an encampment in front of City Hall in New York City, which has been demanding $1 billion be cut from the police department's budget. The department's budget is around $6 billion, and the city had a July 1 budget deadline. So now, New York City officials agreed on a budget that shifts $1 billion from police department, but advocates and lawmakers are now saying it does not go far enough. Look, we've said this many times on the Charlie Kirk Show before. Do not give an inch to the arsonists. Do not give an inch to the radical leftists. They will take a mile. The city council said in a statement that the city's 2021 budget of more than $88 billion reduces police spending and shrinks the New York Police Department's footprint. That was a quote. The changes will cancel a nearly 1,200-person police recruiting class set for next month. That's right, 1,200 people, probably many of them Black and Hispanic potential police officers. It totally and completely cancels that recruiting class. And cue up who? The clueless Marxist bartender from New York City. United States Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who criticized the bill, saying the cuts do not go far enough. And I don't offend bartenders. I just think that she is a disgrace to bartenders everywhere. I actually think that she gives bartenders a very bad name. It is a, again, I mean, no offense to bartenders, which is actually an ancient profession. It goes back many thousands of years. Defunding police means defunding police. This is what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says. It does not mean budget tricks or funny math. It does not mean moving school police officers from the NYPD budget to the Department of Education budget so the exact same police remain in schools. I'm not really sure what problem she has with canceling another 1,200 jobs for police officers. LA is following accordingly, of course. The worst ideas will always go to Los Angeles and New York. The Los Angeles City Council on Wednesday approved a $150 million cut to Los Angeles Police Department's budget for the next fiscal year, a move that followed activists mounting calls to, quote, defund the police. A council voted 12-2 with Councilman John Lee and Joe Busciano voting in opposition to the decision. Councilman Lee surprisingly made some courageous statements that actually made some sense after the vote. This is from KABC in Los Angeles. Quote, Lee said it's still important to acknowledge how far the Los Angeles Police Department has come in its reformation for decades. He said that 2/3 of the Los Angeles Police Department officers are people of color and that the department has, quote, made a model in its reforms. I'm not saying the Los Angeles Police Department is a perfect organization, but there's always room for improvement. And they go on and on and on about implicit bias training and de-escalation, so on and so forth. Now, the Los Angeles Police Protective League, the union that represents the department's roughly 9,900 sworn officers, has rightly come out against all of this insanity. Listen, we've said this many times before. This is going to lead to more Black and brown deaths in Los Angeles and New York City. People of color are going to die because of this, dramatically. Mayor Giuliani proved that increasing police forces can lower the death rates and save black and brown lives. And these types of moves made in Minneapolis are sure to follow in other deep blue cities, which lead to urban blight, a flight out of cities by those with the means to do so. Now, you remember Patrice Cullors. She's a total gem. Co-founder of BLM Inc. Remember, we don't call it by the other name. We call it BLM Inc. because I do not want to even say a true statement, which black lives do matter, all lives do matter, when describing these Marxist arsonists to our society. This will end in death and destruction like all other Marxist revolutions if we don't stop its movement in its tracks. Now, before we go any further, in a previous episode, yesterday's episode, I talked about Senator Mike Braun not denouncing BLM Inc. and saying that he supports BLM Inc. Let me just bring you up to speed on this, and you guys can hear the tape for yourself, because I do not want to put words in his mouth. I'm very specific when it comes, especially, to accusations as serious as people supporting the radical redefinition of our country. Play tape.
You support the Black Lives Matter movement.
I support that movement because it's addressing an inequity that has not been solved, from a grassroots level.
Now, today, Senator Mike Braun has completely backpedaled, good for him, and has clarified. On his Senate website, he released a statement and was very aggressive. And I wonder if we played a role in that, because a lot of people have been contacting him and a lot of people have been calling him out for his statements and for his appeasement of the most radical elements of American society. And so Senator Mike Braun said on a statement, quote, "The National Umbrella Organization of BLM is an extremist radical Marxist organization dedicated to ending the nuclear family and defunding the police that hijacked an important message. I condemn all acts of violence, rioting, and property destruction done in the name of any social movement." Okay, well, Senator, it would have been nice to hear that on television or any time in the last couple weeks, of which you have remained eerily silent when you originally endorsed BLM Inc. But we want to make sure we give people the opportunity to clarify, and I understand that people have to be enlightened at times and they can move on issues, so we want to make sure that the senator's position as of today was made clear. Now, mind you, I recently tweeted this about America's worst cities. Do you know that it's been 110 years in Washington, D.C. since they've had a Republican mayor? Did you know that it's been 58 years since Detroit has had a Republican mayor? 56 years since San Francisco has had a Republican mayor? 59 years since Oakland has had a Republican mayor, 45 years since Flint, Michigan has had a Republican mayor, 31 years since Cleveland has had a Republican mayor, 49 years since Hartford, Connecticut has had a Republican mayor, 141 years since Atlanta has had a Republican mayor, 71 years since St. Louis has had a Republican mayor, and 68 years since Philadelphia has had a Republican mayor. And mind you, 19 years since LA has had a Republican mayor. 19 years ago, they had a Republican mayor that actually reduced crime and made the city a better place to live. What's the number one sign of a bad home security system? A home security system that's so complicated you never use it. This is exactly the type of security system SimpliSafe has spent a decade fighting against. They believe that simple is safer. And exactly why SimpliSafe is the home security for right now, when feeling safe at home has never been more important. SimpliSafe was designed to be easy to use while protecting your whole home 24/7. Order online with a click of the button. Open the box. Place the sensors, plug it in, and your home is protected around the clock. No technician or salesperson has come to disrupt your house. You don't need to pay any outrageous monthly fees or sign a 2-year contract. I can tell you, with all the criminals on the loose that are looting and rioting and burning, I trust SimpliSafe for my home security, and you should too. Crime is going up, so you guys have got to protect your home. SimpliSafe is named the best overall home security of 2020 by U.S. and World Report, and their 24/7 professional monitoring and emergency dispatch starts at 50 cents a day. Head to SimpliSafe.com/Charlie and get a free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. That's SimpliSafe.com/Charlie to make sure they know our show sent you. Now, mind you, expect all these budget cuts to continue because the swarm of socialists will never be satisfied. The pain, death, arson, and suffering will have to get so extreme for people, reasonable people, to rise up. Now, Victor Davis Hanson said something incredible on Laura Ingraham's show, and I want to play a short snippet of this, where he said the middle class is watching this cultural war and they are terrified. It really resonated with me. I was on the same night on Laura Ingraham's Fox show. Let's play tape.
all these agendas come into play, Laura. Somebody might want your job. Somebody might have a personal right. grudge against your family. And under the cloak of this cultural revolution, they start defaming you and lying. And then you have to put a dunce cap and then bow to the mob. And that only empowers people more to come out. So the middle class is waiting to see who's going to win because they're terrified.
I think you just articulated it perfectly. And who knows how bad it will be before sane policy returns, if we even have a country by then. Expect crime to shoot up, and unfortunately and tragically expect black and brown lives to be lost, which of course happened in Chaz, CHOP, whatever they call it, which by the way has just been cleared by police, remarkably. But the reason why should be scandalous in the press, which it isn't, but it won't get any press coverage at all, which is why we're going to talk about it here on The Charlie Kirk Show. I want to thank those of you that are supporters to us on charliekirk.com/support. It allows us to be unafraid in telling you the truth, the stories the media will not tell you, away from boycotts and riots and all that stuff that anyone who tells the truth now today has to go through. Now, mind you, CHOP or CHAZ or whatever, the autonomous country in America, it was not cleared up after weeks of lawlessness, after multiple incidents of violence, but only after the radical left occupiers made a credible threat to swarm and surround Mayor Jenny Durkan's home. And by the way, you know people died in Chaz, and the entire left-wing worldview is one from Jean-Jacques Rousseau, the failed French philosopher in the 1700s, who valued the innocence of children over the maturity of adults. Basically, if you want to learn about the American left, if you want to learn about where their worldview comes from, there's a couple of thinkers that you can study. Hegel is one. John Rawls is another. We talked about him in a previous episode of The Charlie Kirk Show. Jean-Jacques Rousseau is another. And if you learn about him, he actually believes that it's the systems around us that create flawed human beings. And therefore, if Rousseau is correct, why is it that when you got rid of police in Seattle, people continued to die? And so Rousseau argued in the 18th century, he says, I prefer the primitive over the civilized, the child over the adult, the passionate over the calmly delivered response. Boy, let me just say that again. Does that not describe the American left? The primitive over the civilized, the child over the adult? He valued human beings in their original state with no responsibilities and nothing but freedom. Well, his idea of freedom is actually serfdom. But if Rousseau was correct, which they teach our children in higher education, why on earth was Chaz such an utter failure? Anytime that a socialist tries to say, well, socialism has never been tried. You guys literally colonially took over an inner city, seven blocks in downtown Seattle. Why couldn't you make it work? You tried to extort the citizens. You tried to plant your own food. It was a disaster. You can go back in the archives of The Charlie Kirk Show and listen to frontline reports. Not that we begrudge success on this show, but it should be noted that the mayor of Seattle, her home is 5,000 square feet and a $7.6 million home. I don't know how she got that money, and we'll find out, I'm sure. Why is it that the ruling class that have achieved success, why do they feel entitled to enact laws to hurt normal people, but they themselves will feel insulated from? Durkan had ordered Chaz to be cleared a week ago, but for some reason, I guess the summer of love has come to an end. Let's play tape of the mayor calling this a summer of love. Play tape.
Place.
How long do you think Seattle and those few blocks looks like this?
I don't know. We could have a summer of love.
Hedge fund manager James Alcocer, he agreed with me. He said this. When they take over the other neighborhood, it's a peaceful rally or an art festival or CHOP. But when they go to your house, Mayor Jenny, finally, it's chaos, tanks and riot police. And yet still, it's not on CNN, despite the police finally dismantling Chaz. So Mayor Durkan, six shootings and two teenagers dying. By the way, two teenagers died. Two teenagers died in CHOP. Is that the summer of love? Mayor Durkan, this is a typical leftist leader, totally weak, pandering to radical interests, lying pathologically, and the activist media covering up for her. And she calls it a Capitol Hill block party. But when your house gets threatened, you call the anti-riot police armed to the hilt. Chaz was one of the single most brazen examples of the disenfranchisement of business owners and families that called that neighborhood home. They've been complaining for weeks, begging the local government to take action. They even filed a class action lawsuit stating that the city's decision to abandon and close off an entire city neighborhood the police, fire, medical service subjected business and employees and residents of that neighborhood to extensive property damage. Mob rule, chaos, and violence. This is always what happens in a socialist Marxist utopia. They promise you everything and it ends up being dystopian. This is the world that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Pressley, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders want to create. Mayor Durkan is just the latest example of a failed Marxist experiment in her own city with no backbone and just total weakness. Remember, Governor Inslee said he didn't even know about Chaz while they were causing and forming an insurrection and a rebellion in his own state. Play tape.
Governor, I'd like to ask you about what's going on in Seattle. There's this thing called the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. What's your thought on that? The fact that the protesters have taken that over and not allowing people to come and go freely? And regarding the National Guard.
Well, that's news to me, so I'll have to reserve any comment about it. I have not heard anything about that.
These are the type of leaders that we get from the American left. This is the type of chaos that will happen the more you give Democrats control. And by the way, you guys listen to me enough. I don't play the game Republican good, Democrats bad. I don't do that. I do not do that. I don't say like, oh, all Democrats are bad, all Republicans are good. In fact, I'm very critical of Republicans. And you guys know that if you listen to the Charlie Kirk Show. If you don't believe me, go back yesterday and listen to what I have to say about Senator Mike Braun. And I gave him an opportunity to clear it up here on the Charlie Kirk Show. We made sure we aired that. But let me be very clear. The Democrats will destroy everything they touch because their worldview is backwards and malevolent. They do not want what's best for America at all. Tomorrow, we're going to get into the Russiagate 2.0, which is totally unpacked about the Afghan story. So make sure you're subscribed to the Charlie Kirk Show. Type in Charlie Kirk Show, hit subscribe, give us a 5-star review, email us your questions, listen to our sister episode. Go to tpusa.com, tpusa.com if you want to get engaged and involved. And thank you for supporting our show. The support is at charliekirk.com/support, charliekirk.com/support. If you guys want to get a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine, type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider. Hit subscribe. Give us a 5-star review. Screenshot it and email us freedom@charliekirk.com. We just sent out another 15 books today. God bless you guys for listening. We are going to have episodes over Independence Day weekend, not 4th of July. It's not just a date on the calendar. It is a day, something that was beautiful, that was created. And for those of you that are monthly supporters, we are going to have some exclusive gatherings, video call for you in mid-July. So if you guys become a monthly supporter at charliekirk.com/support, you guys will be able to join and participate in that. Tomorrow, we unpack the Afghan story that people call a bombshell here on the Charlie Kirk Show. So make sure you're subscribed, email us. And also, we have Governor Noem coming on the podcast in the next couple days. You guys are going to really enjoy it. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. God bless.